The Little Sleep by Paul Tremblay, narrated by Stephen Thorne. Chapter 1. It's about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, early March. In South Boston, that means a cold, hard rain that ruins any memories of the sun. Doesn't matter, because I'm in my office, wearing a 20-year-old thrift store wool suit. It's brown, but not in the brown is the new black way. My shoes are Doc Martens, black, like my socks. I'm not neat and clean or shaved. I am sober, but don't feel sober. There's a woman sitting on the opposite side of my desk. I don't remember her coming in, but I know who she is. Jennifer Times, a flavor of the second local celebrity, singing contestant on American Star, daughter of the Suffolk County DA, and she might be older than my suit. Pretty and brunette. Lips that are worked out, pumped up. She's tall, and her legs go from the north of Maine all the way down to Boston, but she sits like she's small, all compact, a closed book. She wears a white t-shirt and a knee-length skirt. She looks too spring for March, not that I care. I wear a fedora, trying too hard to be anachronistic or iconoclastic, not sure which. It's dark in my office. The door is closed, the blinds drawn over the bay window. Someone should turn on a light. I say, shouldn't you be in Hollywood? Not that I watch, but the little birdies tell me you're a finalist and the live competition starts tomorrow night. She says, they sent me home to do a promotional shoot at a mall and at my old high school. I like that she talks about her high school as if it were eons removed instead of mere months. Lucky you. She doesn't smile. Everything is serious. She says, I need your help, Mr. Genovich. And she pulls her white-gloved hands out of her lap. I say, I don't trust hands that wear gloves.